It's the award-winning Days Inn Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460 with Dan the Voice Diker, Billy Doc Niles, and Paul the Statman Reichert, brought to you by the Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center, just off the interstate at Exit 2. Big Boar Barbecue on Highway 16 West Salem, home of the Ultimate Platter Challenge. By the Toma Sparta Speedway, racing Friday nights. By FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier for Dan, Doc, and Paul. And by Dells Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells. Now here's Dan, Doc, and Paul with today's report.
It is Saturday, race fans. That means it's time for one of the biggest and baddest Midwest racing shows you're going to find on a Saturday. That would be the Days Inn Midwest Race Report here on 1460 101.3 WBOG. I'm Radio Man Dan Dyke. Along with me is Billy Doc Niles and Paul the Penguin Reichert, coming off of a double feature Sunday, or last Saturday, I should say, at the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway. And we have the almighty Smash-O-Rama this evening. So as soon as the show is done, I'm going home and eating like 15 throat lozenges, because this is one of those nights where I kind of step out of my announcer shell and the ringleader personality shell kind of goes out there and we just start blowing stuff up.
And you're going to be on a serious stretch here of announcing, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going to pull the schedule out right here. This is every time of the year we get into
the Radio Man Dan Tour.
You know, there is one thing I forgot to add on here. Yeah, it's the Radio Man Dan. So we've got the Smoker Tour. Then we've got the Announcing Tour. It starts tonight with Smash-O-Rama. Then we have a Wednesday night race. Yep. Star-Spangled Spectacular, late model, sportsman, hobby stocks, Hornets, and a huge fireworks show.
And Twin 20s, they've added that on from the rainout from back in May.
So then Friday the 5th, I go back to Toma, vintage cars, and a full program there. Then the 6th, I'm back at La Crosse for the
Quarter Mile Mania.
With the Demolition Derby, contact drags, and the whole shebang. So then I go back to Toma on Friday, July 12th. Then I'm back at La Crosse Friday, July 13th. And then I think it's that Sunday, that Wednesday, I'm at the fair with the go-karts. Mm. And then I'm there on that Sunday for the go-karts, because I've never missed a go-kart show announcing on a Wednesday and a Sunday in probably 8 or 9 years.
Wow.
So I've got like 14 races in a matter of 2.5 weeks.
You're going to need lots of throat lozenges. Yeah. Today, it is really warm out there today, man. Drink a lot of water,
because you're
going to need it.
If you're going to Smash-O-Rama, get there early.
Yes.
I kid you not, no matter how warm it is, you want to get a good seat.
Yep.
You want to get some H2O going down. Mm-hmm. You want to get a couple of those tall boy bevies that they have going on. You want to get dinner in your gullet while you can.
Doesn't La Crosse, like other tracks around there, sell one of those pouches where you can put the beer on ice in and carry it around?
I know they've done that.
Yeah, but the past year or two, because usually in the newsletter you get in the mail, there's usually a coupon in there. You get one of like $4 or $5.
If Chuck would have known what the weather was going to be like today, wouldn't it have been great to do that today?
I'll have to see if they still have those. I haven't. Hmm. The only thing I keep staring at when I go into the souvenir trailer is the 2019 Oktoberfest 50th annual apparel they've got going on.
Oh, the 50th Oktoberfest apparel?
That looks
sweet, man.
They've had that there since, I think, night number one. Well, I've met the Frostbuster, but the when we had our opener there, the first thing I saw were the cool scarves, and I'm going to get the wifey a scarf. But, man, they've got some really, really neat hoodies in there, and they're flying out every single weekend.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a hot ticket, the 50th Oktoberfest, which we definitely will talk more about come middle of September. But the apparel is pretty sweet looking. They're talking about a lot of stuff going on that weekend, especially Don Thunder Turner, the only driver to hit all 50.
Guarantee I have him on stage on Sunday, after the
at least
fan
once.
Photo.
Yeah, he's going to be talked about more than once that weekend, which is going to be pretty cool. And rumor has it the Johnny Bagaman tribute car may be there. We may see all three night cars there at Oktoberfest. That
yeah, I
could
did
be
ask
cool.
Tom Reffner at the Dick Trickle Memorial unveiling of the statue if he was going to run again this year, and he wouldn't give me the yes or the no. So Dee Dee didn't like it too well. His wife Dee Dee was kind of don't get in that car.
You know, I want to see Marv get in his car. I'd like to see Mike Miller get in his. Tom obviously get in his. Johnny
Dave
Bagman
Marcus
in his.
Is around Wisconsin somewhere.
Yeah, we could put Marcus in a car. Mm-hmm. That put Marcus in one of the Trickle cars.
That'd be a little 8-car feature right off the bat.
That would be a Legends tour right there.
And we'll have Gilbertson flag it. Have Johnny's Hobbies Worldwide flag it.
That would be phenomenal.
We should get Niles to race that one, too.
Old man Niles?
Best known.
Oh.
Oh. We want a show. We don't want Tom Reffner lapping him 2 or 3 times.
Wait.
Talking about waiting, there was no waiting last weekend for Nick Panitzky and Steve Carlson doing what they've done the entire year, mm-hmm. but the point standings are just a little bit closer now.
Yes, after an interesting second feature there when Nick kind of lost it down the back straight, and of course we'll talk about that here in a little bit. Steve ended up winning the second feature. Nick, of course, won the first feature, and now it's just down to 4 points between those two.
If I would have had it my way, Brad Powell would have won the first one, his first in what, 7 or 8 years, yeah. his first feature, mm-hmm. and Dinor Cornelius would have won the second
one.
Yeah,
I would have.
Because it would have just thrown this huge cluster into the mix of Carlson, Panitzky, Carlson the entire year.
Oh, mm-hmm. Well, most definitely. I mean, Powell was on, you know, he was on cruise control. He had almost a straightaway lead, and then with 6 laps to go, it gets wiped out by an accident, and when they do the realignment, there's Panitzky right to his outside. It's all done after that, and then Carlson gets by him. And then the second one, you know, the accident, Panitzky, he couldn't tell, and I haven't seen a video yet.
I've looked, I can't find it.
I couldn't tell if he touched Carlson or not, but bottom line, as he lost it coming out of 2, getting underneath Carlson. Carlson admittedly chose the wrong, I could not believe this, 5 cars on that cone, the first 5 cars go inside. Merry Christmas, Nick Clements. He moves all the way up to the front.
And I'm up in the tower yelling at Paul, what is Steve doing? Go to the out. He always goes outside.
And he readily admitted, you know, in his post-race interview that he screwed up there, but he worked his way past Cornelius with a couple laps to go to take the victory, and in the process close up the gap on the points lead because Panitzky can only get back to 8th.
2 other real quick things here in segment number 1. Ty Reedy. That had to have been the most racing he has done. I mean, he comes out almost every year. Mm-hmm. But to lead both of these features like he did, of course, luck of the draw from the invert pool, man, what a tough break for Ty Reedy twice.
Yeah, Reedy Wilberg in the front row for the first feature and then was Wilberg Reedy to start the second feature.
That's my second point. When will Bobby Wilberg win a feature at the Lacrosse Speedway? He comes off his immaculate run last mm-hmm. Friday night at yep. Madison. Multitude of championships in Madison and Rockford, but yet he has not won a feature at Lacrosse.
Every driver will tell you there's at least one track that they have trouble with. I mean, Ty Majeski is...
Can't qualify at the Dells.
He can't qualify at the Dells. Wilberg readily admits Lacrosse is just a mystery to him. He can go anywhere in the state and be a top 5 driver, but he gets to Lacrosse and it's just a mystery to him. And maybe someday he'll get it figured out, but right now it's just he's almost mid-pack right now.
So again, Panitzky leads Carlson by 4 as those drivers have the weekend off. The sports put are off this weekend. Tom Lethe leads Brian Hesselberg. Hobby stocks are off tonight. It's Caleb Hardy over Jason Bolster. Jason Bolster is gaining, though. He's now down 25 to Caleb Hardy. The Hornets, won by Mark Bornitz last week. He leads Chris Berg by 21, 22 back is McCarthy. Street stocks are back in action tonight. Chris Larson takes his customary approach to the top. He leads Jake Schommers, who will be our guest on the TV and radio show next week, by 14. Minivans are back tonight. It's Rob Stanfield. Not sure if Matt Moore's coming back or not, though. We're going to see how much damage he sustained in that last race. And the novelty is being led by Adam Morse.
Now these the minivans and the street stocks race tonight, correct, Paul?
Yes, they do.
Okay,
they're
so, and they're all coming back next week or in 2 weeks for Quarter Mile Mania, correct?
Yep. They are, the following Saturday.
With the Hornets and the Hobby
Stocks.
Oh,
that's going to be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Rookie of the Year, Alex Rood leads for the Hobby Sportsman. It's Henry Vian. Rookie of the Year for the Late Model, Steve Bachman, who had a very impressive run in that first feature last week. Mm-hmm. The Dash for the Hobby Stocks, led by Caleb Hardy. Chris Weber leads the Sportsman Dash. And Late Models, that one's going to be awfully tough. It's Nick Paninsky leading Cole Howland and Steve Carlson, but only by 20. That can flip-flop after just one 6-for-6 dash.
Oh, yeah, just as much as the championship race between Nick and Steve is tight, the dash race is tight as well.
When we come back, our guests on the program join us, the entire Wood Racing family, Lonnie Wood Jr., Lonnie Wood Sr. Of course, you've known them for many years in Hornets. This year, one is in a hobby stock. One's leading the sportsman mm-hmm. points at the Thomas Porter Speedway. Ron Vandermeer Jr. gave me one of the biggest oh here we goes of my entire career at the Milwaukee Mile a couple of weeks ago. Went back to win Iowa last week, and he'll join us with the Mid-American Stock Car Series and all kinds of good stuff tucked in between. Billy Doc Niles, Paul the Penguin Reichert, I'm Radio Man Dan Dyker. You're just getting things started on this Saturday here on the Days in Midwest Race Report, 1460 WBOG.
We issued the ultimate platter challenge and you said yes. Hi, this is Jerry at Big Boar Barbecue. Congratulations to Ethan Teske and Adam Allberg. They took the challenge and finished in under 30 minutes. It was a joy to behold. Half a pound of pulled pork, half a pound of brisket, half a rack of ribs, half a smoked chicken, 3 pints and sides, 4 slices of bread. Now it's your turn. Take the challenge, get the entire platter for free and another one to share. The ultimate platter challenge at Big Boar Barbecue. And oh yeah, that's a huge mouthful.
Are you looking for comfort under the sun? You can find that and a whole lot more with your stay at the Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island, La Crosse. The Days Inn has 148 spacious rooms, an indoor pool, hot tub, fitness room, and plenty of banquet space to host that big meeting or wedding reception. If you're hungry, food and drink are just steps away at Heroes Bar and Grill inside the hotel. So if you're planning a pool party, wedding reception, or just want a night away in a jacuzzi suite, Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island is your stop under the sun.
Tonight, at Dells Raceway Park, it's the Independence Night of Thrills. You'll see the chain races, eliminator races, tag team races, school bus and skid plate races. Stuntman Justin Sane will thrill you with his wild and crazy stunts. To cap off the night, a fireworks extravaganza. Gates open at 4, destruction starts at 6. Dells Raceway Park, located 5 miles west of Wisconsin Dells, on highways 12 and 16. The Independence Night of Thrills, tonight, at Dells Raceway Park.
It's the Three Stooges of Short Track Racing, Doc, Dan, and Paul, on the Days Inn Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460.
Welcome back, race fans. It is the Days Inn Midwest Race Report on 1460, 101.3 WBOG, Billy Doc Niles, Radio Man Dan Dyker, and Paul the Penguin Reichert. Though Bill Niles has a new nickname for him. It is...
Pengy
for short. There will be a meme coming out by the end of this program for our buddy, Paul Reichert. We're going to talk a little Toma racing right now. Matter of fact, they used to race at the La Crosse Speedway. I know one of them keeps putting it on Facebook that maybe he should run La Crosse again, which I really think he should. We'll see what happens. It's Lonnie Wood Jr., and Lonnie Wood Sr., longtime Hornet drivers. Cars are always green, and good to have him back on the program. How are you guys?
Pretty good.
How you doing, man?
We've had the radio show for 9 years, TV show for 9 years. You guys have been on every single year. I think you're the only family, besides maybe the Echelbergs,
mm-hmm.
that we've had on that long.
I'll be good.
Does that sound about right, Billy?
Yep.
We got Billy in the dunce chair right now because these guys, we had an arm wrestling contest, and Lonnie Wood Jr. threw Niles over the table, so he won.
Way too easy.
See, you hear that? He said it was way too easy. That's what happens when your sister's making me bacon bombs all the time and you're stealing them. He's starting to get some bulk to him right there. First off, these guys had the best seat in the house 2 weeks ago at the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway.
They did, yes.
They have their own place. They have their own part of the Speedway
the
called
the
Lily
Pad. Yep.
They were right there when Randy Humfeld hit the front straight wall and knocked the flagman out of the flag stand. And then Tom Carlson
and Ryan Brown hitting each other in the front straight. Yeah. What did you guys think?
Well, it happened so quick. We've seen a lot of debris right in front of us and a lot of wind. It was something else.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Was your sister screaming? Daddy, help! Move! No!
No, she was actually pretty relaxed.
Yeah, you guys had the best seat in the house for that one there. I mean, obviously, we don't want to see that kind of stuff happen, but, man, what a night for you guys to come back there. Smash-O-Rama is tonight. You guys going to Smash-O-Rama?
Yep, plan going to that, too.
Now, I told you, if you're going to go, you got to be there early to claim your lily pad because you've been to Smash-O-Rama before, and we crammed 6,000 people in there starting right at 6 o'clock.
Oh, yep. Yeah, we'd be a dirt early. Don't worry about that.
We had to go a day ahead of time.
Hey, you know, people put that, they tape the tables down and they tape the blankets or whatnot and on your benches, do not touch the lily pad. Or they're going to deal with mom over there in the corner. Yeah. So you guys have both jumped out of Hornets this year at the Tomo Sports Speedway. First off, second year that Greg Oliver has ran the track. Give us your impressions. Lonnie Wood Jr., what do you think?
Well, you don't beat dirt the bar. Dart dumping with the wall. I'm open dart pickup at end of the rear. But that can be dirt. Other than the TV though, it's dumping on board. I like that wheel distance though.
Lonnie Senior, what do you think about Greg Oliver's show this year? The past 2 years?
Yeah. There's been a lot of improvement in the track itself. You know, a lot of cleaningness, a lot of repair work being done, and seems like he's bringing a lot of more sponsors to the track. And.
And they're running faster shows. There is no more hour intermissions that you guys were used to. And I've been up there with you guys for years and years announcing. And it was to the point where after an hour admission, people are going to go home. So, yeah, Greg's got the McCarns Deary philosophy going on. And to me, just running a fantastic show. Lonnie Wood Jr., you went from a Hornet, 9 years running a Hornet. What made you jump into a hobby stock this year?
Well, we've been in Hornet so long. And this year is our 10-year anniversary. We want to step up and let him move out. Though I big hobby this year.
Senior, you did the same thing, except you went to a sporty.
Yep, I started off with a hobby. I didn't work out too good. Then my sponsor gave us a new sportsman car to us, and so I've been driving that. So it's a new learning experience.
And it must be going well because you got the point lead by 10 at the midway part of the season.
Yeah, I was really surprised in that.
When do you start feeling pressure? If you start keeping this point lead with the next, 9-10 races going on, what do you feel like you've got the bullseye on your back?
Well, it's hard telling.
I mean, understand because you've never been in that position before.
Right. But, yeah, something new and exciting. And just, you know, then pushing every race a little bit harder each time.
And I think, Lonnie, you're currently fourth in points in the hobby stocks. Had you not had night number one and two troubles, if you could have your car where it is right now, I think you'd be contending with the Moores and the Hardys as well.
Well, I might, but being my rookie of the year, then maybe I would love to team up with more Biff and Die. But
have you ever had rookie of the year before?
No, be my first time.
Oh, look at that!
Ooh, that'd be cool.
Could you imagine and I've seen enough parties at Sandy's house in their garage with the pool table, the disco lights, the whole shebang. Could you imagine the end of season party if Lonnie takes the championship and he gets rookie of the year?
That would be something else.
Yeah, there would be no soda. Diker's bringing the brewskis. Yeah, they've got a lot of land out there, too. That would be Cop City that night.
And I'm wondering what the challenges have been this year.
No, there we go, Paul. My bad. I hit the wrong button. Which one am I on here now?
There you go. Okay, I was wondering what the challenges have been this year for you guys, moving up from running Hornets to the hobby stock and the sportsman here for you this year.
It's been struggling and just trying to get the feel of the car. And that and the track and everything is kind of a lot of challenge into it.
Mm-hmm. And I know we mentioned this on the TV show before about what the toughest place is to pass or just learning the track, being in a new car. It seems like you have to relearn things at Thomas Sparta there.
Yeah, Lonnie Jr., he's catching on really quick on the cars. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's really flying around really quick. The first night he was slow, but after that he's just – sticks right with him. He just floors it all the way around. I'm still struggling on the corners yet.
But then you ran a lot more Hornet races at Toma than your dad did, so you've got a little bit more seat time than your dad does.
Oh, yep. I won Hornet about 4 years in Toma, about 5 years in Dust. So I went to Toma with a four-banger, but these big dar, man, the big bit in them.
You like that?
Well, the difference why I don't have more room to look out the window is more bastion.
Right.
And my mirror do my work to dirt.
So how long do you plan on staying in a hobby before you're going to move up again?
Well, more and more.
I'm going to see him in a modified. Could you imagine Wood oh, Brother, yeah. Wood Ooh. Racing and modified?
That'd be interesting, yeah.
I think Mom would get into that. Well, because Sandy, you ran Queen Bees at lacrosse, didn't you? I remember
Twice.
That. Did
Twice
you ever
she
win?
Did.
All right, she won, too. She's Uh-oh. Over in the corner there with Billy. She's making sure his dunce cap doesn't fall off. So, sportsman and hobby stocks. Lonnie, what's been your senior? What's been your biggest challenge in a sportsman this year?
Just trying to get the car to handle, you know, around the corners and everything. Right now, the car is just really loose, and just having struggling trying to get it tight. But
Junior, what about you? Hobby stock, toughest challenge.
Well, at the moment, it doesn't backwheel dive star. So I'm on my forebanger with frontwheel dive, and the dar is backwheel dive with two equipment.
I could see that. Because mm-hmm. Hornets, I mean, you go from a Hornet, I mean, you can pretty much do what you want to in a Hornet. Passing, though, has got to be a little bit harder, because in a Hornet, you guys can go toss it three wide. Well, you can only go three wide if you're passing on the outside. You do it anywhere else, and you're going to get bumped for it and go right to the back. But you guys have had some races where you can tell that you're both getting used to bigger cars on that track because you're actually trying to pass people.
Yeah, we're trying to get going on to kind of keep up with the cars and that. That's the biggest thing, just trying to hold with them.
Almost done with the segment. You guys have had some sponsors on board for as long as I've known you, and I've been announcing on and off at Thomas since 07. So that's been 12, 13 years. Talk about your sponsors this year.
Yeah, Kempton Truck Service was with us all the way through right from the beginning, and Sonnenberg's Funeral Home. They've been with us all the way through. Just a couple of times it was gone, and he wanted us to come back with them again.
That's what's cool when a sponsor wants you to come back to them.
Yeah, it was kind of nice. Then JR Variety in Toma. And we got the J&L
Collectibles.
Collectibles. And we have City Limits from Wisconsin Dells that's with us.
We're going to have to get a picture of you guys with Jamie because he's bringing the J&L Collectibles tent to Smash-O-Rama tonight. We got to get a good picture. And their display is huge. I mean, every time they come down, that thing is monstrous. But we'll have to try to get a picture of you guys with your Wood Racing shirts on right in front of Jamie's tent with Jamie right there in the middle.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good, too.
There you go. Put that in the shop. That's one of those sponsor pictures you always want to put in the shop.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Lonnie Wood Jr., Lonnie Wood Sr. Of course, Sr. is leading the points in the sportsman. And Lonnie Wood Jr. fourth in the hobby stocks and, of course, their entire family. Great to have you guys back in the program. You're always friends of the program. You're always welcome back.
Oh, thank you, Di.
Yeah, thank you very much.
As long as the bacon bombs keep coming. That's Wood Family Racing, longest tenured racing family at the Thomas Porter Speedway. And they're catching up to the Echelbergs every year that everything goes by. When we come back, well, more show. We're just getting things started on Smash Ramen Night at the Lacrosse Speedway right here on WBOG.
Every Friday night, Western Wisconsin will once again come alive with the sights and sounds of stock car racing. The classics are here this week. It's the Vintage Car Series, plus sportsmen, hobby stocks, mini stocks, hornets, and six shooters. And hey, kids, come early for a ride in a race car. For schedules and more information, go to ThomasBartaSpeedway.com. And also check out their Facebook for events, giveaways, and a whole lot more. Friday night racing is back at the Thomas Sparta Speedway.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
Are you ready for the Ultimate Platter Challenge? Jerry here at Big Boar Barbecue. Our Ultimate Platter is loaded with pork, brisket, chicken, ribs, three sides, and four slices of bread. If you can eat it all, it's yours free. I'll even give you a certificate for another one you can share with your friends. So how about it? You ready to take the challenge? Stop by, check out the rules, and dig in. And oh yeah, that's a mouthful.
Now back to Dan, Doc, and Paul on the Days Inn Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460.
Welcome back, race fans. It's the Days Inn Midwest Race Report on 1460, 101.3 WBOG. Also ask for WBOG on Alexa. It's CoolGold1460.com. And you can find WBOG on the TuneIn app.
Love that TuneIn app. app.
Tell you what, one of the biggest thrills, I know at least it was to me, maybe not to our next guest, at the Milwaukee Mile announcing there for my first time a couple of weeks ago.
This was your, oh, here we go moment at Milwaukee, wasn't it?
I had three of them, but this was probably the loudest and longest one I had as we headed down the back straightaway to turn three during the Mid-American Stock Car Series race. Driver not only was lifted, then put on his side, his lid, then his wheels. It happened so fast. It was one of the most talked about accidents at Milwaukee. And this driver is going to be joining us here, just coming off a win at Iowa last week. And that will be Ron Vandermeer Jr. Ron, how are you, my friend?
Well, how you guys doing? I'm doing good.
Ron, of course, our reigning Mid-American Stock Car Series champion from last year. And of course, I've had the luxury now for, I think, 4 years to be the voice of the Mid-American Stock Car Series. Thank you, Greg Oliver, for that. Ron is our current point leader again this year. He just got it after winning in Iowa last week, and we're going to talk about that here in a minute. Ron, we got to go back to the Milwaukee Mile. I don't think the day was going as exactly how you wanted it to go at the mile, but you finally get some clean air. You finally get a good run going on. Lead us into the accident, man.
Well, it was one of those deals we had, you know, with the caution coming out there. We had six to go. I was talking to my dad on the radio. We knew we had to try to do something there. We were kind of running out of time at that point. So we went and threw you know, after we got that green there, we kind of slice and dice a little bit here and there, and I caught glimpse of Shelton getting a little squirrely down there on the bottom coming out of two. And the last time that I was there, I had the same incident happen, and the car pretty much almost pinned me to the backstretch wall in between him and the backstretch wall, and I didn't want that to happen again. So once I saw Shelton make that hard right up the track going down that backstretch, I lifted just a little bit. And next thing I know, I remember on my side and back on the tires, and car was on fire. And so at that point, I really wasn't sure what happened until we actually got to see video of that.
You know, I've talked with other people who have had similar accidents. And luckily, you know, knock on wood, I've never had it happen to me. They say it's almost like slow motion. It takes forever for something like that to go through. What was like being inside the car as you were going through this?
It kind of was like that. I don't remember the initial hit, into the outside wall there. All I remember is sliding. It felt like I slid forever. I don't really know how far we actually went there. And then, you know, once it finally stopped sliding and then, you know, the car came to rest, I saw everyone coming at us, and it felt like quite a while these cars, you know, they're still doing 100 miles an hour going past us, but it felt longer than I'm sure it actually was, you know, and then just got up, hopped out of the car, and yeah.
Mid-American Stock Car Series champion 2018, our current point leader this year, Ron Vandermeer Jr. joining us. Ron, I think that had to have been one of the only wrecks I can ever remember in my career of announcing that someone's fuel cell was completely ripped right off of the car. We couldn't see it because where the wrecker was sitting, it was closest to the wall. Have you ever had a fuel cell get ripped off like that?
No, not wow. Not in my racing career whatsoever.
Ron Vandermeer Jr. joining us on the program, coming off of his win. What a bounce back this. You go into an accident like that at the Milwaukee Mile, and then you go down to Hawkeye Downs and pretty much just clean sweep. What a heck of a bounce back, man.
Yeah, it was good for the team. The biggest thing with leaving Milwaukee there with the wrecked race car was that car was supposed to make the trip to Hawkeye.
There goes my next question, because I know what's coming now.
we had to get back to the shop and reassess some things. We had some damage to the three car from a trip to Grundy a few weeks prior. So we just, you know, we went back through the thing and did our thing at the shop, and, you know, we unloaded at Hawkeye with a pretty good piece.
And Ron, I remember watching you in action here the last couple of years, that great battle you had with Gilster for the 2017 championship, you claiming the Rookie of the Year title. Did you wish that Dan had raced in 2018 and made the championship battle a really interesting rematch between you two?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would have loved to, you know, with what we've learned with what we've learned throughout running the series, and the way we've been performing, you know, pretty much at every track. Yeah, definitely. We had a pretty good battle with, you know, with James, but it would have been a pretty good trio to run through there, you know, if Dan was actually, you know, if he would have ran last year too.
Ron Vandermeer Jr. joining us on the Days in Midwest Race Report here on 1460 101.3 WBOG. You know, this is the first year that true sportsman cars have been running with the Mid-American Stock Car Series on a regular basis. The Great Northern Sportsman Series doing their incorporations, of course, at the banquet. You heard some of the conversation between Bill Preetzl and Jason Thoma, whether this was going to take off or not. Jason Thoma starts the year pretty much beating the crap out of the field in Madison, does very well at Milwaukee, and then follows that up with a fourth-place finish at Hawkeye Downs. What do you think about the sportsman joining the Mid-Am ranks?
I talked to Jason a lot there at Thoma, or not at Thoma, at Hawkeye, and I mean, I give him a lot of props. You know, he's sticking it out, you know, trying to make this deal work. And I told him there's a few things we got to tweak with it, I think, you know, because we got him motor wise, but he handles a little bit better. If we could get him just a quick, you know, a tick quicker, I think these sportsman cars, you know, maybe if we can get Jason running, you know, I mean, I know he's finishing fourth and stuff, but if we can get him, you know, tweak just a little bit. I mean, I don't mind it. You know, competition is competition. I think it's good for the sport to get the car count up, you know, and just if we can attract, you know, 4 or 5 of those guys, plus the, you know, the 10, 12 that we're getting on a weekly basis, you know, it'll be good.
Now they've done this at Oktoberfest last how many years, and the sportsman cars have always done well there. If this experiment, I like to call it right now, if this experiment works out, do you expect to see more sportsman cars in the future?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. You know, if he can, I mean, I know there's other guys that, you know, there's other sportsman guys out there that can run with Jason, you know, at these other tracks. And I feel that, you know, right now maybe they're feeling that they're a little bit, you know, at a disadvantage. But I mean, like I said, the more that he's running, and I know he's sticking it out. Like I said, I talked to him quite a bit at Iowa. I think the more that he runs and the way he's produced, you know, he lays down his laps and what he produces, I think it'll be better. It'll be good for everybody.
Next race for the Mid-American Stock Car Series, August 9th at a very tricky cornering Thomas Sparta Speedway. And this is going to be a good battle between Mid-Ams and Sportsmen, because front straightaways will be motor. And the sportsman, it's going to be about cornering. You got to be looking forward to going back to Thoma.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. We discussed that also. It's, you know, I think it's a motor track, but at the same time, I mean, if those sportsman guys can get through the corners, you know, just that little bit better than we can, you know, it's going to be an advantage to them too. So, but yeah, I'm definitely after last year up there, I'm definitely looking to go back and, you know, redeem ourselves and see if we can get a little bit better finish than last year.
We only got about a minute left here, Ron. Talk about some of the sponsors helping you out in 2019.
MacRack, those guys have been behind us since 2016, and you know, those guys, he helps us out a lot. Ryan Engines, I mean, the power that those guys give us on a weekly basis is unbelievable. You know, Finish Line Flooring, R1 Graphics, Jaime's Garage, Sontag Speed Supply, Kryptonite Chassis, Pain Asylum, PEM, P1 Performance. Hopefully I'm not missing anybody else out of that. But, yeah, with the, you know, thanks to all those guys, they get us to the track every week. So
he was your Mid-Am Series winner at Hawkeye Downs last week, was also your quick time qualifier, and he now has the Mid-American Stock Car Series point lead. Ron Vandermeer Jr. getting ready to run at Thomas Porter Speedway coming up August 9th, then Rockford, and then Oktoberfest. Ron, great to have you in the program. We will see you in August in Thoma, my friend.
Appreciate it. Thank you. I'll see you guys up there.
Alrighty, Ron Vandermeer Jr. trying to make it back-to-back seasons with a Mid-Am Stock Car Series championship. When we come back, we're going to break down La Crosse Speedway. That's going to be next on WBOG.
Tonight.
Tonight, at Dell's Raceway Park, it's the Independence Night of Thrills. You'll see the chain races, eliminator races, tag team races, school bus and skid plate races. Stuntman Justin Sane will thrill you with his wild and crazy stunts. To cap off the night, a fireworks extravaganza. Gates open at 4, destruction starts at 6. Dell's Raceway Park, located 5 miles west of Wisconsin Dells, on highways 12 and 16. The Independence Night of Thrills, tonight at Dell's Raceway Park.
Are you looking for comfort under the sun? You can find that and a whole lot more with your stay at the Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island, La Crosse. The Days Inn has 148 spacious rooms, an indoor pool, hot tub, fitness room, and plenty of banquet space to host that big meeting or wedding reception. If you're hungry, food and drink are just steps away at Heroes Bar and Grill inside the hotel. So if you're planning a pool party, wedding reception, or just want a night away in a jacuzzi suite, Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island is your stop under the sun.
Hi, race fans. This is Theron Race.
This is Ron Vandermeer Jr.
This is Levon Vandergeest.
This is Bill Breitfeld.
This is Steve Bachman.
This is Steve Carlson.
This is Mandy Eckelberg.
This is Mike Carlson.
This is Justin Malkin.
This is Jonathan Eckelberg. You're listening to the Days Inn Midwest Race Report with Dan, Doc, and Paul
on Cool Gold 1460. WBOG.
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 Welcome back, race fans. It's Saturday, Smash-O-Rama Saturday at the La Crosse Speedway. Also, Smash-O-Rama, if you're going to be heading down to the Dells tonight, Billy Doc Dell is going to give you more information on that here in just a couple of minutes. That's Paul the Penguin Riker, otherwise known as Distatman. When he gets things correct, then we give him the title Distatman. When he screws it up, it's Dunce Cap.
He's Pengy.
Yes. Oh, yeah, we released that on the TV show. We've been waiting to release it on the radio show. If he makes a mistake like he did last week with the Hardys and what car Mark Bonitz was running, he will be known the next show as Pengy.
Pengy.
We need a sound. We need like a sound effect, like a bing.
Jesse, we need a sounder.
Bing. Yeah, okay. There it is. There it is. Hey, Bill, we got some great sponsors helping us bring this show down the airways for the ninth straight year.
All right. Once again, we have to thank our title sponsor, Days Inn. They right here in La Crosse. You know, check them out. Diker's been doing a great job remodeling that facility, especially after the floods this year.
You had the wings. What did you guys think?
Loved them. Oh, I loved the wings. Mm-hmm. The wings were phenomenal. Check out that bar. They're going to rename that bar here pretty soon,
It's going to be known as the Onyx Bar and Grill.
And speaking of great food, we got to thank Big Board Barbecue jumping on board. Once again, voted the best in La Crosse County for 2018. And stop in West Salem, or they got the portable one on the north side of La Crosse.
I had a big brisket on the north side on Gillette Street last week. Man, I was the only person there eating at the picnic table. So I'm on my tablet, and I'm doing my own thing, and I'm enjoying barbecue. As soon as I get up, there was like 9 people invaded the window. I'm like, man, I'm glad I had the time by myself.
Dell's Raceway Park, we're going to talk a little bit about what they got going on here tonight in a little bit.
When was the most highly anticipated race at Dell's Raceway? I mean, they have got great racing every single weekend. That Dick Trickle 99 last weekend, when have they had a bigger race, maybe besides Halloween?
That was phenomenal. Check out Bruce Noodleman's video on Facebook, or check out our TV show. We got a good 8 minutes of that right on our Big Boar Barbecue Presents Seven Rivers Racing. Check that one out. Also, Thomas Sparta Speedway, they had great racing action last night, a little warm, and they race every Friday night. FansArena.com, JNL Collectibles, GlassCarver.com, and the Midwest Racing News. Thank you all to everybody for joining us this year in 2019, helping support the Midwest Race Report.
Of course, that's Dan playing with the Midwest Race Connection. We're going to have him on the program next year as we are kind of at that midway point for a lot of racetracks, that midseason championship part. Of course, we just had that at Toma last week. Coming up next weekend at Toma Friday night, they've got the vintage cars, my upper Midwest Vintage Racing Series. And then the week after, we got it rained out the first time, but I hope it doesn't rain this time. We've got the Legends cars coming. I want to see Legends at Toma so bad.
Yes, they are pretty exciting to see the Legends and the Bandoleros, too.
Yeah, I got the Bandoleros coming. Of course, it remembers the Stark accident from last year when the top flew off, and that was kind of nasty. You know, talking about stuff flying off. How about people flying in to Dell's Raceway Park last weekend for that Dick Trickle 99? How did you – what was the quote you used in the TV show, Billy Doc Niles?
Oh.
We were talking about all the drivers, Sauter, Majeski, Fredrickson,
It was like a Midwest Tour race without the sanction. Yeah.
That was crazy. Just crazy on the amount of people that showed up. Mm-hmm. And then Ty Majeski beats Johnny Sauter by, from what I understand, a half a track length.
Mm-hmm. That's Majeski, like we talked earlier in the show, can't qualify worth a darn at this track. But, man, when the green light is on, all of a sudden he figures it out, and he's usually somewhere at the top by the end of that race.
And then you got to give kudos to Bad Brad Worthen. He went out there. And
did you see the video of the pass for the lead there?
That was nuts. Three wide coming off of turn two, and that got real, real squirrely there. I saw the comments on Facebook, and Larry Bolster had asked him, dude, what did you think about these? He says, I saw just a brief opening. He goes, I just mashed it to the floor and closed my eyes.
Sometimes that's all it takes. And Worthen, who should be three in a row, Brad.
Learn how to corner better out there in turn three.
Speaking of Dells Raceway Park, they had their Independence Night of Thrills tonight. This is going to be pretty cool. Spectator gates open at 3. They got a drifter show that goes from 4 to 5:30, and the thrill show starts at 6. They're going to have bus races. Stuntman extraordinaire.
I was going to say, wait, Billy's definitely going to be entered in that one.
Knock it off.
You and that fat boy crew from Minnesota, I could see that happening.
Stuntman extraordinaire Justin Sane. Chain race, auto tag team, backup race, eliminator race, pack style, skid plate race.
Pack style? What is that?
I don't know what
that
is.
Grouping them all together?
And at the end of the night, they're going to have a huge fireworks display. Check that out. Dells Raceway Park, once again, spectator gates open at 3 o'clock. Drifters from 4 to 5:30, and the thrill show starts at 6.
You know, we've had drifters at La Crosse Speedway in the past. I've never been a big fan. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've watched video of the drifters that do it in, like, Japan.
Yeah.
But their courses are like road courses, and they're wet, and they can slide through three or four turns on a wet course. I've never been a. I think the last time we had a drifter show at La Crosse, one of our street drag guys, his car caught on fire as he was in the top three on the front straightaway. He took third that day.
I've seen the drifter show a couple times up at Elko, and they're able to use the figure eight.
I can see something like that. It's just, and I've talked to some of these drifters. It's just hard at La Crosse because you've got to get so much speed built up to come whipping out of turn four, but then you can't, you're not going to flat spot your tires halfway down the front straightaway because then you can't turn back.
And there's really not, the quarter mile is not exactly conducive to doing a drifter. So,
you know what I am going to miss?
What are you going to miss?
I'm going to miss, La Crosse Speedway course. What are you yawning for, Paul? You need a nap. Paul needs a nap before Smash Ram tonight.
You need a 5-hour energy, Paul.
One of the big things we're going to miss tonight at Smash Ram La Crosse Speedway is who's not there. There you go.
Yes.
Green Mamba Jet Car not going to be there. Of course, he had passed away last week. They did have
last
a replacement for him.
Last summer,
I wish Chuck could find the guy. I guess now Chuck told me. I asked him last year. The guy that had the Jet Porta Potty car, the Jet Snoopy's Doghouse, the Jet School Bus, and there was something
that
else
that guy's got
year.
A Jet sofa or a Jet recliner, too.
They had him at La Crosse Speedway 3 or 4 or 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. Chuck said it was fantastic. He never heard or seen from him again.
Hmm. Oh, wow.
I guess he jetted out of there.
He jettisoned out of the area.
Jesse, we should be putting a microphone on you. You're on top of it today.
No, he said, and there was a lot of tracks that were trying to get this guy. It wasn't nothing to do with La Crosse. It was the fact that his number was disconnected. He never returned emails. It was just like he evaporated. But that was cool when I saw a jet-powered porta-potty.
Wow. I never thought that could be done, but I guess anything's possible.
There are some creative things going on out there, Paul, and I thought I saw
Spend
it all.
A week at Oktoberfest with us, Paul, and we'll turn you on to something fascinating.
Never leave the campground again, Paul.
I've got Junior True, Dave True Sr.'s son, JR, is dating my daughter. Well, he has a big moped posse, so I'm going to bring the radio man, Dan, Epic Media Vinyl-y Wrapped.
Get that
moped
out
to Fest this year. I'm going to put it in his corral, but we're trying to figure a way that I can put on my own flame show. Remember Tony Ciano and the gang? They brought their flame cars from Mississippi Mayhem out to the Speedway a couple years ago. Yeah, that was – I could see Billy doing something like that.
I think Ciano should be part of the show tonight. That would be cool.
I know that he did ask –
I know that he asked last year. Chuck just said we had so much going on last year that they just couldn't fit it into it.
So do we still have the exploding airbags?
You know, I was just going to bring that up. You just stole my thunder there because about seven – well, it's been a long time. We had Caleb the Trunk Monkey Miller, rest in peace, fly off of those 1 year, got him about 15 feet in the air. I think our PR director, the Penguin, should be jettisoned off an airbag.
No. If he doesn't, he's Pengy.
For like the remainder of the race season?
Well – At least till Eve of Destruction.
We got to get him a different shirt next year, though. I can't see the Tiny. He wears the radio show with the Tiny. When was the last time we've ever called him Tiny? It's Penguin, Pengy, and the Statman, period.
That was a mistake when you made the shirts here.
We called him Huey.
I better make sure my life insurance is paid up for this if I have to go through
every
that.
Year I got, put Diker on there, put Diker on there. No, I'm the one that's trying to catch all the eggs and the pies and stuff that are falling out of the sky.
Hey, we got to get out of here, go pay some bills. But when we come back, it's Paul Reichert's time to shine with the Reichert Race Rewind. You are listening to Cool Gold 1460 101.3.
Every Friday night, Western Wisconsin will once again come alive with the sights and sounds of stock car racing. The classics are here this week. It's the Vintage Car Series, plus Sportsman, Hobby Stocks, Mini Stocks, Hornets, and Six Shooters. And hey, kids, come early for a ride in a race car. For schedules and more information, go to ThomasBartaSpeedway.com. And also check out their Facebook for events, giveaways, and a whole lot more. Friday night racing is back at the Thomas Sparta Speedway.
We issued the ultimate platter challenge and you said yes. Hi, this is Jerry at Big Boar Barbecue. Congratulations to Ethan Teske and Adam Allberg. They took the challenge and finished in under 30 minutes. It was a joy to behold. Half a pound of pulled pork, half a pound of brisket, half a rack of ribs, half a smoked chicken, 3 pints and sides, 4 slices of bread. Now it's your turn. Take the challenge, get the entire platter for free and another one to share. The ultimate platter challenge at Big Boar Barbecue. And oh yeah, that's a huge mouthful.
This is Steve Bachman, driver of the number 14 NASCAR late model at La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway. You're listening to the Days in Midwest Race Report with Dan, Doc, Paul on Cool Gold 1460.
Welcome back, race fans. It's WBOG, that's 1460 101.3. Alexa, just say, Alexa, play WBOG. When you want to do the tuning app,
you go to your phone, you hit the TuneIn app, you find WBOG, and you know what? We love the TuneIn app.
And online, it's CoolGold1460.com. Well, we are at that point of the year now. Remember that we were talking like 6-7 weeks ago? Paul's segment was like a minute long.
Yeah, he's like a minute or 2 minutes long. We were like trying to kill time, and now
you got tracks at mid-season championship time.
He's just about, you know, almost to his second page here now. But it is that time of the week, every week, where Paul finds the winners from north, south, east, and west, and even across the borders. It is now time for the Reichert Race Rewind.
All right, Bill, we'll start with Tuesday night. The Hurricanes Late Mile Tour kicked off the Clash of the Creek at 141 Speedway. Justin Ritchie scored the win.
Did you see the flip from that place last week?
Oh, yeah,
I did. Oh, my goodness.
The Dirt Car UMP Summer Nationals Hell Tour was at Jacksonville, Illinois. Brandon Shepherd scored the win. Wednesday, the All-Star Circuit of Champions resumed their Ohio Sprint Week at Atomic Speedway in Chillicothe. Aaron Rutzel was the victor. Thursday at 141, big Clash of the Creek wrap-up. $10,000 to win for the IMCA mods went to Ricky Thornton Jr.
Oh!
Yep. State Park Speedway in Wausau had the annual Flip Merwin Memorial. MG Gajewski won the Super Late Model feature. At Kokona, Kyle Comas won the Super Late Model feature, and Brazen Bennett won the Late Model feature.
Dude's on a roll this year.
Yes, he is. Dirt Car UMP Summer Nationals held towards Spoon River Speedway in Canton, Illinois. Brian Shirley took the victory, and Chad Simpson won the Lucas Oil Midwest Late Model race at Cresco, Iowa. Friday, Golden Sands CWRA Late Models in Action Twin Features went to
Eugene Gregorius Jr., and Harley Jankowski. Mark S. Wine took the super late model.
Wait, huh?
Yeah, Harley.
The jokester?
Yes, he did.
Oh, nice.
And it was also on the 8th anniversary
of his kidney transplant.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yes. Yep. Mike White won the super late model feature at Grundy. Bobby Wahlberg took the NASCAR late model feature at Madison at the Norway Speedway in Dupia. Robbie Iverson won the Olive Value Peninsula Series Round 1. Red Cedar, Wissota Light Model feature, went to Mike Prochnow. Ashley Anderson, the Wissota Modified feature. Chad Simpson won again with the Lucas Oil Midwest Late Model, this time in Rock Rapids, Iowa. Mid-American Stock Cars at Hawkeye Downs. Ron Vandermeer Jr., the winner. Midwest Dash also there. Dan Irvine scored the victory. Southern Super Series at Five Flags Speedway down in Pensacola, Florida. Bubba won.
I'm surprised you didn't mention at Hawkeye Downs that Joey Gase.
Yes, that sport mod race.
Beat his dad, but only took second in the race.
Yeah, that was pretty cool to see, yeah. World of Outlaw late models at Lurnerville Speedway in Sarver, Pennsylvania. Night one of the Firecracker 100 went to Michael Norris. Saturday at Cedar Lake, John Kanta took the NASCAR late model feature. Jake Tim, the NASCAR modified feature. At Deer Creek, Jason Cummings won the USRA modified feature. At the Dells, round three of the Die for Five series taking place. Ty Majeski wins. Jerry Blystone took the modified feature. Chris Merrick.
And
yes.
Bad Brad Worthen won his second straight sportsman feature and his third qualifying in three races.
Wow.
Should have been three, Brad.
Yeah, learn how to drive it into turn three there, Brad.
Chris Merrick and Chad Wallen won the NASCAR late model twin features at Elko. Sean Scheel, his second straight late model feature at Jefferson. Australian Linton Jeffrey won the 410 sprint at Knoxville. Here at Lacrosse, Nick Panitsky and Steve Carlson split the twin features for the NASCAR late models. At Marshfield, Derek Rest took the CWRA late model feature. Michael Bitterbeck won the NASCAR late model feature at Rockford. Ron Berner won the late model feature at Shunnell. Marcus Yeary, the IMCA modified feature. All-Star Circuit champions wrapped up their Ohio Sprint Week at Wayne County Speedway in Orville. Buddy Kofold scored the victory. Dale Blending is the Ohio Sprint Week champ. AMA Pro Motocross at WW Motocross Park in Jacksonville, Florida. Marvin Muscain and Eli Tomac split the 450 motos. Muscain claimed the overall win. ARCA ran at Gateway Motorsports Park, and no, I'm not going to say the new name for the track. I don't like it.
What?
Worldwide Technology
okay.
Raceway at Gateway.
You're off the hook.
It's someone that has a bunch of money.
Yeah. Ty Gibbs, a last lap pass to claim the victory there. ARCA, Late Model Gold Cup at Flat Rock, Michigan. Brian Bergacker scored the victory. Then he hopped in his ARCA CRA Super Series car at Flat Rock and won that race as well.
Nice.
Badger Midgets at Sycamore, Illinois. Jack Routson, the winner. Josh Berry won the Cars Tour late model race at Dominion Raceway in Thornburg, Virginia. Dirt Car UMP Summer Nationals Hell Tour at Fairbury, Illinois. Another win from Brian Shirley. Augie Grohl won the Modifieds of Mayhem Tour race at Montgomery, Alabama. NASCAR K&N Pro West Series at Sonoma, California. A little controversy. Ryan Preece said it was thought to have jumped the gun on the final restart. Noah Gregson scored the victory there. World of Outlaw late models at Lernerville for the Firecracker 100 final night. Tim McCready scored the big win, and the World of Outlaw Sprint Cars at Beaver Dam, Brad Sweet scored the victory. Sunday at Slinger, Alex Prundy took the Super Late Model feature, Jack Stern the Late Model feature. NHRA at Summit Motorsports Park in Norwalk, Ohio. Steve Torrance back on track in Top Fuel. Bob Tasker III, his second straight Funny Car win. Chris McGehe in Pro Stock, and Andrew Hines won in Pro Stock Motorcycles. And the a new race stop in the Northeast, the Short Track Showdown taking place on the Magic Mile at Loudon, New Hampshire. Eddie McDonald, remember, he had a good showing in Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah.
He won in a photo finish in the Super Late Model feature.
Who'd he clip?
Oh.
Ah, gotcha.
Who'd he clip?
I don't know.
See, Bill, you didn't get nobody. He didn't know.
Why do you think I asked?
He doesn't know.
And in the modified feature, Ronnie Williams came out of turn four in second and got by Anthony Osella to win the race.
Nice.
In that last turn the last part there.
Awesome.
And that wraps up this edition of Records Race Rewind.
I watched the beginning of the NHR race this weekend, and they started things over the close-up of Brittany Force. Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, yes.
Sound boy, you like food.
Man, that is one attractive hot rod gal right there.
Yes.
Matter of fact, they were showing another clip of a race, NHR race last weekend, that the winner, so the two lanes, whoever's in the right lane, they blow up right off the strip, or right off the pad.
So the other female goes down and wins by a commanding lead, and then her car catches on fire.
Oh, that must have been Leah Pritchett.
Yeah, right at the end of the race. And then she turns it, and the thing is completely engulfed in flames. I'm like, you can't easily just get out of one of those. Someone's got to lift the whole lid off of you.
There was no eject button on them. No.
Wow, that was incredible. Paul Reichert's Race Rewind right here, exclusively on WBOG. When we come back, let's get into Smash-O-Rama. That's next on WBOG.
Tonight, at Dell's Raceway Park, it's the Independence Night of Thrills. You'll see the chain races, eliminator races, tag team races, school bus and skid plate races. Stuntman Justin Zane will thrill you with his wild and crazy stunts. To cap off the night, a fireworks extravaganza. Gates open at 4, destruction starts at 6. Dell's Raceway Park, located 5 miles west of Wisconsin Dells, on highways 12 and 16. The Independence Night of Thrills, tonight, at Dell's Raceway Park.
Are you looking for comfort under the sun? You can find that and a whole lot more with your stay at the Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island, La Crosse. The Days Inn has 148 spacious rooms, an indoor pool, hot tub, fitness room, and plenty of banquet space to host that big meeting or wedding reception. If you're hungry, food and drink are just steps away at Heroes Bar and Grill inside the hotel. So if you're planning a pool party, wedding reception, or just want a night away in a jacuzzi suite, Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island is your stop under the sun.
Every Friday night, Western Wisconsin will once again come alive with the sights and sounds of stock car racing. The classics are here this week. It's the Vintage Car Series, plus sportsmen, hobby stocks, mini stocks, hornets, and six shooters. And hey kids, come early for a ride in a race car. For schedules and more information, go to ThomasBartaSpeedway.com. And also check out their Facebook for events, giveaways, and a whole lot more. Friday Night Racing is back at the Thomas Sparta Speedway.
There's the white flag. One more lap on the Days Inn Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460.
Welcome back one more time, race fans. 1460, 101.3 WBOG, the Days Inn Midwest Race Report. As we get ready to close out the program, it's going to be all about Smash-O-Rama. Of course, I did see that. See, Paul just yawned again and he tried to catch himself. He just did this 2 segments ago. He saw me catch himself. How do you cut off a yawn, though? That hurts.
No, it doesn't.
He just cut a yawn off in half.
Wow. Does it hurt?
You need a nap? This show is on at noon. What time do you sleep till? You don't party.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Yeah. Does the restaurant work you that hard?
No.
Pingy. Smash-O-Rama tonight at the La Crosse Speedway. I did see Jim Burns. He's going to have his monster truck out of Rockford tonight. Not sure if who's going to be his pal, but usually we have two every year.
Yeah.
Street stocks are going to race. Minivans will race. One of the coolest things to call, besides the trailer race of destruction, is the shipwreck boat race.
Oh, yes.
That is fun.
That's, you know, is this the one, you know, unless it's changed, the one I remember is where they just tie the bolts to the back of a car and they just drive.
Some of them do have trailers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, some have trailers on boats. They have houseboats. Years ago, we had a couple of sailboats. Somebody likes to bring a jet ski out. You know, that's one of the keys, is a jet ski and a jet ski trailer, because, number one, it's too small and quick, so you really can't knock it off the back.
It's basically a trailer race.
With boats. But Chuck Deary goes down to the front straight. Is it the whole track or just the front straight? I think it's just the front straight. Yeah. He dumps hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of gallons of water on the front straightaway.
Nice. They, you know, years ago, all they did was they would put the boat flat on the racetrack and just
that.
You know, tie a string to it and just let you race until you lost your boat. So this ought to be interesting tonight.
It's going to be interesting to see. When I got my new car and I got the wife a new car, her car went to my daughter because my daughter had a piece of crap Aztec. Well, we gave that to Dave True Jr., longtime Hornet driver. He gutted it out for the Trailer Race of Destruction later this year. I did find him. I got my oil change at John Radke's this week talking about his 7R that his wife caught the motor on fire. Yeah. And we may have found him a boat and a trailer. So my daughter's
X vehicle may be out there this evening for the boat race.
Wow.
I can't wait for that.
Just that's all you want to see is that car get destroyed, right?
Yeah, well, the biggest thing I want to see is the big fireworks show. I tell you what, Chuck Deary and Motorsports Management, man, if they stepped up their game over the past 4 or 5 years, this fireworks show is I put it along a side of Riverside Park and La Crosse when they've got theirs off Granddad Bluff.
Definitely. It's like you said, the last 4 or 5 years, I mean, Chuck has gone around and seen some fireworks displays, and we've definitely stepped the game up here at La Crosse. We got to thank our sponsors one more time. Days In, Big Boar Barbecue, Dell's Raceway Park, big show going on tonight, Toma Sparta Speedway, FansArena.com, J&L Collectibles, GlassCarver.com, and the Midwest Racing Connection.
J&L Collectibles will be at La Crosse Speedway tonight, so make sure you stop down and tell Jamie you heard in the gang that you heard him right here in the program. I need to go home and rest up the voice. I've got Smash-O-Rama to do tonight. On behalf of Paul Reichert, the Penguin, Billy Doc Niles, our producer Jesse, I'm radio man Dan Dyker. We will see you on the microphone in the midst of a lot of destruction at La Crosse Speedway tonight. Thanks for joining us. This has been the Days in Midwest Race Report on 1460 101.3 WBOG.
There's the checkered flag. That's this week's edition of the Days in Midwest Race Report, brought to you by the Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center, just off the interstate at Exit 2. Big Boar Barbecue on Highway 16 West Salem, home of the Ultimate Platter Challenge. By the Toma Sparta Speedway, racing Friday nights. By FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier for Dan, Doc, and Paul. And by Dell's Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells. Join us next week at the same time for the Days Inn Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG.